this one, man. I'd like to start by proposing a shaila. Let's say a person, Monday lunchtime, Chol HaMoed Pesach, he sits down, he's in the middle of eating matzah. He gets a knock at the front door. There's an oni at the front door, who's come collecting stocker. Is this person mechuyev now to put down his matzah, go to the front door, answer the front door, and give the oni stocker? What's that toyo on? Obviously there's a halacha, oisik b'mitzvah, part of an amitzvah. The shaila simply is he oisik b'mitzvah at that time? The question I want to discuss here, a person eating matzah throughout Pesach, there's a chiyuv achilas matzah, and he's mekayem's, say it better, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah throughout Pesach? Well, no, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. The reason he's eating matzah is because there's an issur to eat chametz, there's nothing else to eat, and that's why he's eating matzah. So, we know obviously the first night, let us say there's definitely a mitzvah. We make a brocha, shek dishon, mitzvah, so zivonu, alachias matzah. Throughout Pesach, we don't make a brocha. So, what exactly are we doing there? We're doing a mitzvah or we're not doing a mitzvah? So, a good place to look, Mishnah Berurah. You open the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch, Tof Ayin Hey, Siv Zayin. Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Chiyuv Achilas Matzah, Ela Belayla Arishin Bulvav. The Chiyuv to eat matzah is only on the first night. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Avul Shah Kol Aleidus V'Chol Ayomim Einim Muzah Ela Shaloy Lecho Chometz. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Chiyuv to eat matzah is only on the first night. The rest of Pesach, there's no Chiyuv to eat matzah. All you have, the rest of Pesach, is an issur to eat chometz. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. B'shem agro kosvu dal koponim mitzvah icha. Lechu matzah kol shiva. Ela she'eni chiyuv. Even though there's no chiyuv to eat matzah throughout Pesach, but the Gro says that there is a mitzvah. What seems to come out from the Shulchan Aruch, between the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, less man the polid, the chiyuv to eat matzah, that's only on the first night. It's compulsory on the first night. Mekan ve'eloch, after the first night, there's no obligation to eat matzah. But in the Mishnah Berurah, it's too clear stobim. In the Mishnah Berurah, what seemed to be the pashtus as far as the Mishnah Berurah was concerned, was that there's no mitzvah bechlal after the first night. After the first night, all that's left is an issur to eat chometz. They say, they write over, but it's not even a gra. They write b'shem the gra. It's in Maisa Rav, which is a sefer written by his Talmidim. Things that the gra used to do. They write b'shem the gra that there is a, that you, if you choose to eat matzah, you'll be makayim a mitzvah. So I like to... Where's the drabon? If it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah deraisa. Unless you find the drabon. Where's up if it's a drabon? Well, where's the mitzvah? You kosher meat, you make a mitzvah because you're not eating treif. The chayrut, if it's a mitzvah, it's a deraisa. So I'd like to go through the Indian to see exactly where these two stodim come from and why the Mishnah Berurah took on that it's no mitzvah, it's just an issur to eat chometz, and why where the grot could be coming from if the grot says it is a mitzvah. So first of all, the psukim say, we find the good place to start is always the psukim. Pasuk says shivas yom toichal matzahs. The pashtu the grot is mashma that there's a chiyuv to eat matzah all 7 days. I found throughout the Torah 7 times where it's mashma, 4 times in Parshas Bo, once in Mishpatim, once in Emor, once in Pinchos, not yet, but he's coming. Once in Pinchos, that it's mashma. It says shivas yom toicha matzos, or something to that effect that implies that there's a chiyuv to eat matzah all 7 days. So why does the Shulchan Aruch say ein chiyuv achilas matzah ela belayla rishon bovav? That's where the pasuk in Re'eh comes in. Pasuk in Re'eh says Sheishes Yom Teucha Matzis. And the Mechilta, Rashi brings it in Parshas Bo, to Gemara in Psochim on Daf Kuf Chof as well, that the Parshas Pasuk in Re'eh says Sheishes Yom Teucha Matzis. Implies that there's no mitzvah to eat, there's no chiv to eat matzah on the 7th day, only 6 days. And we dash using the klal of Kol Dov Shehoye Bechlal, the Yotzman HaKlal Alamed, Lo Lelamed Al-Atzma Yotzah, Ele Lelamed Al-Aklal, Kula Yotzah. One of the shoshes the Mishnah Torah addresses by him, that this that we say there's no chiyuv on the 7th day isn't just a statement about the 7th day, but it reflects on all 7 days that there's no chiyuv bechlal to eat matzah. All you have is an issur to eat chometz. Well, we'll see. So why is it that there is taka chiyuv on the first night? Where does the chiyuv on the first night come from? Says the Mechilta, says the Gemara in Psochim, says in the Pasuk, Bo'erev toichlu matzahs. Laila orishin choyva, says the Gemara. Mekan ve'eloch v'shus. The first night, there's a chiv to eat matzah. Mekan ve'eloch v'shus. So what we're looking to do with this discussion is to see when the Gemara says mekan ve'eloch v'shus, what does the Gemara mean exactly v'shus? V'shus means there's no obligation to eat matzah. But avada, there's a mitzvah, in which case it means it's a voluntary mitzvah if you'll eat matzah in makam of mitzvah. Or reshus means it's in gansum reshus. There's a chiv, the mitzvah is limited to the first night, and beyond the first night there is no mitzvah. That's the shayla. When we look in the Rambam said, the way the Rambam labels the mitzvah in Sefer Mitzvahs, and also in Hilchos Chometz Matzah Perek Vav, the Rambam says, the mitzvahs are same in our Torah, lechol matzah belel chamisha asa. It's a mitzvah on the 15th of Nisan to eat matzah. The glatta mashmois from the Rambam is that the mitzvah is limited to the 15th of Nisan. If it would be true, like they write b'shem the Gro, that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days, only that the first night's compulsory and the rest is voluntary, so then perhaps the Rambam should have said there's a mitzvah to eat matzah for 7 days. First night's compulsory, the rest is voluntary. The mashmos of the Rambam is that the mitzvah is limited to the first night. That's the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam in Yad Chazok as well. And the Chinuch basically says exactly the same thing. So the mashmos from Rambam and Chinuch, like the Mishnah Berurah took on Poshet, is that there's no, the mitzvah itself is completely over after the first night. Who are then the Tur? The Tur says, mitzvah same in Atur, sorry, ein chiyuv achilas matzah ela b'lalei reshus muvav. Says the Torah, "Makam ve'iloch im yirtzelech l'dava acha reshus biyode, rak shelo yoichal chometz." Again, mashu from the Torah, all you have is an isseti chometz after the first night. Look at the noisekelim on the Rambam, the noisekelim on the Torah. Nobody seems to qualify that statement, saying no, but the rest of the Pesach is taka chiyuv. It seems that the Mishnah Berurah took on, whether it's based on that or not, but it seems fairly accepted that the mitzvah, bipshuta, is a one-night mitzvah. Pashti the Kro is mashah as a chiv all 7 days. The drosha told us the chiv is not all 7 days. The drosha limited the chiv to the first night, and the chora limited the whole mitzvah to the first night. There's room to ask a question. One may ask a question over it. It's not really a question, but I'll ask it anyway because it brings out quite an important point. This din of Laila Rishon Chayiv Makam Ve'eloch Reshus is not exclusive to Matzah. We know that Sukkah as well. On the first night of Sukkah, if it's raining, you have to wait. You can't eat outside the Sukkah. You have to wait till it stops raining. If you can't eat in the Sukkah first night, there's a din Tashlum. The rest of Sukkahs, there's no Chiv to go and eat a Suddah in the Sukkah. How do we know this? It says the Gemara in Sukkah, Chav Zayin, we learn it from Pesach. There's a Gzeir Shava, a Hekesh, Chamisha Asa, says the word Chamisha Asa by both. We learn from Pesach, just as the Achila of Chagah Pesach, in other words, Achilas Matzah, Laila Rishon Choyva, Mekan Ve'eloch Reshus, so too, the Achila of Sukkah, in other words, an Achila Suda in a Sukkah, Laila Rishon Choyva, Mekan Ve'eloch Reshus. However, we know, it's a double poshet. If you go into the Sukkah and eat a Suda throughout Sukkahs, you're Mekayim a Mitzvah? Of course you're Mekayim a Mitzvah. You make a Brocha, and it's Poshet, Avadi Mekayim a Mitzvah. So Lechoy, with this Reshus that we say Mekayim Ve'eloch Reshus in Sukkah, that definitely doesn't mean it's a Reshus Gomer and there's no Mitzvah. Poshet, it means that the Reshus means it's a voluntary Mitzvah, but Avadi, if you do it, you're Mekayim a Mitzvah. And that's learned Gor from Pesach. So if we say that the Reshus by Sukkah means a Mitzvah, a voluntary Mitzvah, Lechoy, that's what it should mean by Pesach. But the emphasis is that kasha is a tois meikor, it's a non-starter. Because what did we know before we learnt from Pesach to Sukkah, la'alei reshon choyva makam ve'eloch reshus? There's already a pre-existing din by Sukkah that doesn't exist by Pesach. The Pasuk says, basukas teishu shivas yom. That's mechayiv, like Chazal say, teishu ke'in todur. There's a chiv that on Sukkahs you have to treat your Sukkah like your house. There's a chiv dira in the Sukkah. It means, if you want to eat, or you want to sleep, achilas keva, sleeping doesn't make a difference. Kishen, that throughout the year you would do that in your house, so too on Sukkahs, you're mechuyiv to do that in your Sukkah. That's the chiv dira. What we learned from Pesach to Sukkahs was a second chiv, a chiv achila suda. That chiv achila suda, by Pesach, we can say, we can very well, we can say, Laila Rishon Choyva, Makan Ve'eloch Rishus, and Makan Ve'eloch Rishus means Rishus Gomer. When we learn that over to Sukkah, that means Laila Rishon is a Chiyuv Achila Suda. This, that the rest of Sukkah is your Makam HaMitzvah when you go in the Sukkah, isn't learnt from Pesach. That's a pre-existing din that's Nichlal in the Chiyuv Dira. That's not Nichlal in the Chiyuv Achil. So the Laila Rishon Choyva, Makan Ve'eloch Rishus, Rishus means Rishus Gomer. It can mean Rishus Gomer. This your Makam HaMitzvah isn't coming from that drasha. So that's just to clear up that inyan. So this first tzad of the Mishnah Berurah, I think it's fairly clear. It seems to be that the consensus is that the mitzvah achilas matzah is a mitzvah that the Torah, by matzah, just to go back to the sukkah, by matzah, the whole chiyuv was always a chiyuv achila. We thought it was 7 days a chiyuv achila. Came the pasuk and limited it to one day. So there's nothing left otherwise. What do you have left? An issa achilas chometz. It's compared, the mafashim compare it to eating, like I mentioned before, eating kosher meat. There's no mitzvah to eat kosher meat. It's that certain range of meats that one may have wanted to eat. The Torah asked some of them. So too, the certain breads that someone may want to eat. On Pesach, the Torah asked some of them. When you go and eat matzah, pshuta, you're not mekayem a mitzvah. And that seems to be where the way that the Mishnah Berurah took on more as a davar pashut. So where's the gra coming from? So it's hard for me to say exactly. I don't know. I can't say that there's certain place that the Gra took his din from here, but there are a few places that I've seen at least where the idea comes up that there is taka a kiyum mitzvah even after the first night of Pesach. First of all, I have three, I'll go through them chronologically. First of all, the psukim alone. The way that this din is brought down in Maaseh Rav, where they bring it b'shem the Gra, so they write that even though there's no chiyuv to eat matzah after the first night, but the Gra held, we're not oikir the Kromi Pashde. We don't uproot the Pasuk from its simple interpretation. And the Pasuk Lemaisa says, Shivas Yom Teicha Matzahs. So it's true we can't say that you're chayav, that's already a drasha for using Pashas Re'ei. There's no chiv to eat matzah throughout all 7 days. But still mashma from the Pasuk that L'chol HaPochas there's a mitzvah. That's one thing. So that's Pashde the Gra. There's something slightly more concrete, the second riot, and that's a Mechilta, and Rashi brings it in Pashas Boy. Pasuk says in Parshas Bo, just get the Pasuk, sorry. Borishim ba'arbos ha'yom la'chodesh ba'erev toichlu matzis, ad yom ha'echod ve'eshem la'chodesh ba'orem. Pasuk says, from the beginning of Pesach to the end of Pesach, eat matzis. Fregdi mechilta, what do you mean toichlu matzis? We already said before, shivas yom toicha matzis. Why do you have to repeat toichlu matzis again? Says the Mechilta, from the first pasuk of Shivas Yomim Toichal Matzahs, I would have thought Yomim is a chiv, the mitzvah achilas matzahs only by day. Says the pasuk, says the second pasuk, Ba'arbos ha'yom l'chodesh bo erev, ad yom ha'echad v'esem l'chodesh bo erev, to include leilos as well. Ask many of the Mepharshim, what exactly is the, what's the Mechilta dealing with over here? The mitzvah achilas matzah, we already said, Laila Rishon Choyva, Mekan ve'eloch Rishus, the Torah already limited the mitzvah achilas matzah to the first night. So what do you mean, I would thought only by day? There's no such thing as the mitzvah achilas matzah by day. Even by night what? You can't be Mekan the mitzvah past the first night. So what's the Mechilta dealing with? So I saw the Go'ari, the Maral, he brings down the Kashi Vishem the Re'im, and he says, and the Malbim says as well, it's true the Mechilta's mashma is dealing with the mitzvah achilas matzah. But really, that's not what the Mechilta is talking about. The Mechilta is talking about the Isra Achilas Chometz. How they work that into the Mechilta, which is very much mashma, that it's talking about the mitzvah Achilas Matzah, I'm not sure exactly. But they learn that you would have thought, the Mechilta is saying, the thought that it's only Osir to eat Chometz by day. Kamar Shalom, the second Pasuk, it's Osir even by night. If we'll say that there's a mitzvah to eat Chometz by night as well, to eat matzah throughout Pesach, so then the Mechilta is moving. The Mechilta is saying, okay, there's no chiyuv to eat matzah beyond the first night, but avada, there's a mitzvah. That mitzvah that you have, I would have thought from the first pasuk of Shavas Yomim, that's limited to Yomim, says the second pasuk, but Erev, it's including Leilis as well. This isn't my chiddush. Chassam Sofer in Tshuvas in Yeridea, Kuf Tzadi Aleph brings it down b'shem the Chizkuni. And the Chizkuni said, asked this kasha, and gives this teretz, that even though there's no chiyuv, but there is still a mitzvah, and that was what the Mechilta was dealing with. The truth is, if we look in the Mechilta, in the Chizkuni inside, it's very unclear what the Chizkuni is saying, because B'pshuta, if I ask you, according to the Gra that says it's a mitzvah, are you makabel schar if you eat matzah? Of course, it's a mitzvah. As what else are we dealing with? The Chizkuni says, he asked the question, Chizkuni answers, even though eating matzah mekan ve'eloch hushas, there's no schar if you do it, and there's no onus if you don't do it, but there's still a kiyum of the pasuk. At the end of the day, the pasuk says, Shivas Yom Teicha Matzahs, and still a kiyum of the pasuk. You would have thought it's only by day, second pasuk told you by night. I'm not sure exactly what a kiyum of a pasuk is, if you're going to tell me it's not a mitzvah. So what is that mila, and what's the mechilta dealing with? But as I stay in the Chizkun, but the way that the Chassam Sofer brings it down, he brings it down in a way that would help the Gra. Like, so the first of all, Pashi, the Gra. Second of all, the mechilta. The third thing is Arishan, the Balamo. The penultimate Balamo in Seches Pesachim asks the Kasha. He says, why is it that throughout Pesach, when I eat matzah, I don't make a brocha al achilas matzah? Hare on Sukkos, when I go in the Sukkah, throughout Sukkos, I make a brocha, leisha basukkah. Answers the Baal HaMor, technical text, says the Baal HaMor. On Pesach, you could get throughout the whole of Pesach without eating matzah. If you really wanted, you could eat macaroons for a week. You don't have to, apart from the first night, at no point do you have to eat matzah. Sukkah, you could get through all the sukkahs without eating an achilas keva, you could eat an achilas arai, but you can't get through all the sukkahs without sleeping. Because halachically speaking, it's considered impossible to go more than 3 days without sleeping. So, and there's a chiv to sleep in the sukkah. So, as a result, the chiv sukkah, you're always going to end up having to be mekayim. Unless there's pturim, it's raining or whatever, but under normal circumstances, the chiv is always there. Matzah, the chiv is not always there. Since the chiv is not always there, so that's something that Chazal didn't make a brocha for. So what did the Baal HaMor ask exactly? Why don't we make a brocha throughout Pesach when we eat matzah? If, like the Mishnah Berurah seem to take on, there is no mitzvah to eat matzah throughout Pesach. So what's the Baal HaMor ask? I mean, why don't you make a brocha? Don't make a brocha because it's not a mitzvah. Sukkahs, it's a mitzvah. Matzah is not a mitzvah. Asha al-kei nira bora b'das ha-Baal HaMor. The avade is a mitzvah. The Baal HaMor took on. Hagam there's no chiyuv. But avade, you are mekayem a mitzvah when you eat matzah. For the Baal HaMor, why don't you make a brocha? So these are the three indications, like the Gra perhaps, that... first of all, Pashi the Cross, second of all, the Mechilta, and third of all, the Baal HaMor, hints, nudges in the right direction that perhaps there is Taka Mitzvah after the first night. So, L'chayra, just to finish off, L'chayra, the Gra seems to be good news, because we're eating a lot of matzah anyway. So if it's true that when every bite of matzah I'm eating, I'm Mekayim a Mitzvah, then that's basically three mitzvahs. But having said that, it's not so posh, because in as much as the Gra is saying, or they are writing B'Shem the Gra, that the same chiyuv that you have on the first night extends throughout Pesach, only that the first night is compulsory, and the mitzvah throughout Pesach is voluntary, that would mean that presumably, it's highly probable that the conditions to being mekayim the mitzvah on Leil Seder apply throughout Pesach as well. So, therefore, we know that there's a criteria for to be yotzei dei chevosah v'leil Pesach, u'shmal to mesa matzahs. You have to have shmura matzahs. There has to be a shimmer on the matzahs, l'shem mitzahs matzah. In which case, the chances are that in order to be mekayim that mitzvah, you're going to have to eat shmura matzahs. It's not good enough just to eat matzah. But that, I'm not 100% sure. And that's another share for another time. Right.